This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Michelle M. Martinez. Date of birth is February the 6th, 1969. Case ID number is 2843185. Date of exam, 3/24/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 9/16/2021. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cirrhosis of the liver, anxiety/depression, and spinal fractures. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked as a teacher for 14 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she's staying at a nursing home for intensive care, secondary to being in a severe motor vehicle accident, but she generally stays with her father in his house. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, cirrhosis of the liver. The claimant states that in 2019, she was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse. The claimant states that she would drink approximately 11 beers per day for 30 years, secondary to severe depression. And started to note that her abdomen was becoming distended. She states the character of the pain is a dull pain in her right upper quadrant area, which radiates throughout her abdomen. She states that she does not have any acute pain. It's just a generalized discomfort. The associated symptoms include diarrhea 3 to 4 times per day, melena, and weakness, as well as a weight loss of 60 pounds over 1 year. She denies any nausea, vomiting, constipation, or hematemesis. The claimant is intolerant to foods that have vanilla flavor in them. She was diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver secondary to alcohol abuse. She has had medications given to her to help her remove mild ascites. And at the present time, her condition is stable. Allegation number two, anxiety, depression. The claimant states that when her mother passed away from cancer of the breast and cirrhosis of the liver, she became severely depressed. She has also not had a very good relationship with her father, whom she has to stay with. The claimant went on to have other suicidal attempts, anxiety, and depression. On September the 16th, 2021, she was in a motor vehicle accident, which was a rollover, where she sustained multiple fractures of her shoulder and spine, as well as pulmonary contusions. She was hospitalized on September the 16th, 2021 for the multiple injuries that she sustained. She was diagnosed with severe depression and anxiety, as well as mood disorder, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, alcohol dependence with withdrawal, depression, anxiety, and mild insomnia. The claimant is presently taking Cymbalta, 60 milligrams POQD for depression. And trazodone hydrochloride, 100 milligrams POQD, QHS for insomnia. She takes Zyprexa, 15 milligrams POQD at night for her schizophrenia. And Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams POQD, also for her depression. Her condition does not appear to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, spinal fracture. The claimant states that on September the 16th, 2021, she was in a motor vehicle accident and sustained multiple fractures and injuries to her body. She was unconscious for approximately 30 to 50 minutes and sustained a head contusion with a hemorrhage of the cerebrum. The claimant also went on to have a metabolic encephalopathy with multiple other problems. No surgeries were performed except for tubes that were placed in her abdomen and in at her left pleural lung area to remove fluid. The claimant had a left posterior lateral scalp hematoma, left occipital laceration, 5 centimeters, which was repaired with staples, left acromial fracture, left coracoid scapular fracture, left distal clavicular fracture, left shoulder subcutaneous hematoma, fractures of the left second and sixth ribs, left upper lobe pulmonary contusions, and with a left pleural effusion, and fractures of the vertebral body vertebra from T7 to T9. The claimant was hit by a truck. At this time, she still has difficulty in bathing herself and washing her hair. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, sit for 24 hours, lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant can climb up a few steps, but with the rail, she is able to squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a little bit, button her clothes and lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds above her head. She did present with a wheelchair. However, the claimant was able to get out of the wheelchair and perform the full physical exam. She states that she does have a cane and walker as well. Her physician is Dr. Lung and Dr. Fords. The claimant is taking multiple medications for pain. which include gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, gabapentin 600 milligrams QHS, ibuprofen 200 milligrams, 2 tablets, Q6 hours as needed for pain, lidoderm patch 5% applied QD, and occasional cream pain as needed. She states the medications do help her with the pain. Her daily activities at this time is limited secondary to being in a nursing home setting. However, the claimant sleeps and is able to watch TV, comma, do light housework, comma, cook, comma, do light laundry, comma, but has difficulty in showering. She did receive 2.5 months of therapy, which she states has helped her. She was diagnosed with multiple fractures, which appeared to have been healing. Family history. The mother died of breast cancer, and she also had cirrhosis of the liver. She was 54 years old. The father is 76 and has osteoarthritis of the knees, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams, POQD. Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams, BID. Vitamin D, 50,000 units, POQ week. Famotidine, 40 milligrams, POQD. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams, BID. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams, QD. Ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, 2 tablets, Q6 hours as needed for pain. Lactulose, 10 grams per 15 millimeters, 45 milliliters by mouth, BID. Lidoderm patch, 5%, apply QD. Midodrin hydrochloride tablets, 5 milligrams. PRN as needed for hypotension. Spironolactone tablet, 100 milligrams, BID. Symbicort, 80 milligrams, 4.5 milligrams, 2 puffs, BID. Acetaminophen tablets, 325 milligrams, 2 tablets, Q6 hours, PRN for pain as needed. Albuterol sulfate, HFA aerosol, 2 puffs, QID. Trazodone hydrochloride, 100 milligrams, QHS. Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligrams, QD. Zinc sulfate tablets, 220 milligrams, QD. Zyprexa, 15 milligrams, QHS for schizophrenia. Medical problems. Atherosclerotic heart disease of native coronary arteries. Coronary artery disease, left pleural effusion resolved, comma, fracture of the T7 and T9 vertebral bodies, comma, and multiple lacerations. Major surgeries. Cervical cryosurgery performed in 1990, secondary to cervical cancer. Social history, tobacco, the claimant has no history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant would drink 11 beers per day for 30 years. She is presently not drinking at this time. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana, cocaine, crack, but does not use heroin or any IV drug abuse. She states the last time she used cocaine was 2018. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 99.3 Fahrenheit, weight 133 pounds, height 5 feet, BP 107 over 52, heartbeat 96 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 26. This is a 53-year-old female who presented to my office and appeared to be very talkative and in no acute distress. She appears also to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office in a wheelchair for a disability examination. The claimant was able to get out of the wheelchair and walk around and do a normal physical exam. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, but with slightly dark fundi background. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/40. Corrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. The claimant does have a large heart murmur, +3/4, over the left side of her mid area of her chest. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tumealis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, mildly tender, and somewhat distended on palpation. The claimant had increased active bowel sounds with auscultation and appeared to have a large liver in the right upper quadrant. No other masses were appreciated on evaluation. The claimant also had multiple small scars where tubes were placed to drain her fluid. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented x3 and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent but somewhat pressured, and her mood was somewhat inappropriate for the time. The claimant was mildly depressed and appeared to feel that she had to talk constantly. She did have clear thought processes, and her memory was normal. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Flexors of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device, but she did come in with a wheelchair. However, the claimant was able to get out of the wheelchair and do a full physical exam. Her eye coordination was good and finger to nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, except in her shoulders. There was mild joint swelling around her ankles, but no erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the lower extremities. However, the claimant had decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities, and strength was +3/5. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to partially squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally and was able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She does have a cane and walker at home, and she came in a wheelchair to this visit. However, the claimant was able to ambulate outside of the wheelchair and perform a full physical exam. Neurological, grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is mild evidence of muscle wasting, but no muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was +3/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. The claimant was able to make a full fist and perform opposition of the fingers. Comprehensive metabolic panel, normal findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity destruction secondary to multiple fractures. However, the claimant appears to have healed fairly well. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows mild evidence of muscle wasting and some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and very minor limitation in her visual acuity, which is corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to cirrhosis of the liver, depression, and anxiety. Probable diagnoses: number one, cirrhosis of the liver, being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number two, anxiety, depression with elements of bipolar disease and schizoaffective disorder being treated at this time. The claimant does have symptoms of bipolar disease. However, she is being monitored very closely for her condition. Number three, multiple spinal fractures and other fractures secondary to a motor vehicle accident. The fractures appear to have healed at this time, and the claimant appears to have a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Michelle M. Martinez.